is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Chris Hildebrand, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is C-H-R-I-S, last name is H-I-L-D-E-R-B-R-A-N-D. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 45-year-old male, height 5'9" tall, weight 154 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a work injury on or about June 14th, 2022, at Butler University, period. This occurred inside a building, lifting bags at work, period. He developed pain in his groin bilaterally, above his testicles and his lower belly, period. He had a pain and bulge on both sides of his abdomen, period. New paragraph. In regards to his lower abdominal pain, he was told he had two abdominal hernias and it was treated with medications, period. He has it on both sides, and the right is greater than the left, period. He has two bulges, period. The pain is constant, period. He has problems urinating, period. It is a throbbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. He has pain in the groin on both sides, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was the next day he was seen at St. Francis Emergency Room in Lafayette, Indiana, period. He was treated and released and referred to a specialist for hernia at Lafayette Surgical Clinic, period. He was seen 3 to 4 times and placed on medicine, period. He was referred to his family doctor, but he was unable to see them, and he returned to Franciscan Emergency Room for a second time, period. Surgery was discussed, but it was not done at this point, and the patient has lost his insurance, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems urinating with a small stream, comma. He leaks, comma, has problems starting and finishing urination most of the time, comma, lifting over 50 pounds, comma, getting an erection and sex, comma, walking over 3 blocks, comma, standing over 20 minutes, comma, sitting over 10 minutes, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include albuterol, comma, Spiriva, comma, inhalers, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, a jock strap, comma, and a hernia belt, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for COPD, bipolar disease, comma, gastric ulcer, comma, and a smoking history, period. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history. The patient never had a hernia in the past, period. The patient never had a groin or abdominal injury in the past, period. The patient never had groin pain in the past, period. The patient injured his low back at age 18 due to a compound fracture when a building collapsed on him, requiring hospitalization, a brace, and physical therapy, period. This healed without permanency or pain, period. The patient has not been in any serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents, period. There were no work injuries in the past, period. New paragraph, occupation. He has a flooring. He does flooring insulation full-time with pain and requires assistance at times, period. The patient missed 4.5 months of work, and he lost his job as a result of this, period. Upon review of medical records, emergency room report, June 16th, 2022, Franciscan Health Emergency Department, Lafayette East, 43-year-old male who presents to the emergency department for evaluation of abdominal pain and bulging in the left lower quadrant that began 10 days ago, period. Under review of systems, abdominal pain and partial urinary retention. On examination of the abdomen, there was mild and bulging hernia in the left inguinal space, period. They gave him a Toradol injection and recommended the patient follow up with general surgery. Their impression was direct hernia, period. ED, Franciscan Health Emergency Department, March 29th, 2023. Last June, patient diagnosed with a hernia and given outpatient follow-up, period. He has had increased pain, worse with coughing or movement, period. Patient feels like bladder isn't emptying after voids, period. Emergency room report, Franciscan Health, January 13th, 2024. History of left direct hernia who presents to the emergency department for evaluation of an episode of hernia pain, period. Patient says he has seen the specialist he was referred to when the hernia was diagnosed last year. However, no surgery was performed, period. On abdominal examination, there was a palpable left-sided mass in the left inguinal region, reducible, period. Impression was inguinal hernia. Unity Healthcare, Lafayette, Indiana, July 29th, 2022, presents for follow-up to discuss CT scan results, period. Active problem included severe left inguinal pain, CT of the pelvis. The indication was left inguinal hernia, lifting injury, and left groin pain, period. Impression, no evidence of acute abnormality, period. On physical examination, he was in mild distress. Abdomen, no definite hernia appreciated. Assessment, severe left inguinal pain. Plan, I reviewed the CT images and report. No acute surgical indication at this time, period. Unity Healthcare report, July 15th, 2022. Symptoms include inguinal bulge, reducible bulge, and inguinal pain. On physical examination, pain over the inguinal region is out of proportion with exam, period. No hernia appreciated while supine. When standing and straining, there is an area of fullness at or above the level of the ASIS on the left, period. Assessment, one, current smoker. Two, severe left inguinal pain. A definite inguinal hernia is not appreciated, period. A muscle tear slash small hematoma in the area of maximal pain to palpation is suspected, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of his treatment outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the work injury of June 14th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On physical new paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Thoracic and lumbar examination was unremarkable. period. Examination of the abdomen revealed normal bowel sounds. There were two hernia bulges noted, period. On the left side, there was a 4 by 1.5 centimeter bulge and hernia with palpable tenderness, period. It is rectangular in shape, period. This extends slightly towards the pelvic inguinal region, period. On the right side, there was another bulge and hernia, 2 by 1.5 centimeters on the right, located in the abdominal pelvic inguinal type region, period. It was rectangular in shape and also tender, period. Examination of both inguinal areas revealed extreme tenderness and bulging, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are bilateral abdominal and inguinal trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, bulging hernia, left inguinal direct, comma, muscle tear, comma, and bilateral abdominal hernias, period. Number two, urinary retention and frequency, period. The above two diagnoses were directly caused by the work-related injury of June 14, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 6-10, the patient qualifies for a 13% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this whole body impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the work injury of June 14, 2022, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Surgery was discussed with the patient, but due to the insurance being canceled, he was unable to get this, period. The patient will need surgery in the bilateral abdominal slash inguinal regions, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medication will cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A hernia belt will cost $50 and need to be replaced every 6 months until surgery is obtained, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, and we have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.